Mr. Benson, namaste, Che.
Honorable Benson, namaste.
Moloni, Salo, namalunga komiti.
Molo, nawe, siyabule.
Chairperson, Mr. Tring.
Honorable Tring.
Good morning, Chair. You're looking very spiritual there with floating around Parliament to the clouds above your head. and Parliament absorbing your body into its into the building.
You can delegate me, I
represent
you well.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Honorable
Singh. Chair, Ms. Yaku, Chair.
Honorable Yaku.
Morning, Chair. Good morning, everyone. I'm present.
Welcome.
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honorable Mulder.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Mulder. Welcome.
Chair, no other members on the platform, but I know yesterday Ms. Mutahun had serious challenges with connectivity, so I'm thinking she may experience this morning again. We haven't received any apologies as yet. I assume other members will join the committee during the course of proceedings, Chair.
We do have a quorum where we can be able to proceed.
We can proceed, Chair.
Yes, just put up the agenda. The Secretary proceed.
Chair, we only have one item on the agenda this morning. It's consideration of the first draft of the budgetary review and recommendation report. Chair, we have distributed the draft report yesterday to all members and also requested that parties submit their recommendations open to the remarks for consideration, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. Honourable members, I'm sure in terms of the agenda, there's agreement that we proceed on the agenda as proposed. Let us maybe then hear from members that you actually allow us to proceed.
Chair, we need a mover, Mr. Simmons, Chair.
Honourable Hammond.
Thank you, Chair. Move the adoption of the agenda tabled. Thank you.
Thank you. There's a mover of the adoption of the agenda. Any seconder?
Chair?
Ms. Mwatse, Chair.
Honorable Mwatse?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mwatse.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. I second the move of the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much. Can we check if ever there's any objection? Without any objection, can we then proceed to the agenda item that's actually before us? And Secretary, I'm sure we can be able to actually give an indication of anyone that might be joining us over and above the team, but I think the core team and the members who are present can be able to actually allow us to get to the presentation flighted and taken through by our team. Secretary?
No problem, Chair. I will just ask Margaret to share the report, and I will take the committee through the report with the support of especially Ms. Magalani and Ms. Sheldon and Mr. Madima, who will also comment if need be, Chair. Chair, we have the report, the budget review and the recommendation report table before us. Chair, Margaret and Chair, these are just the assessment of service delivery for the year under review. Chair, we will look at the introductory remarks, Chair. And then point 1.1 is just the basic mandate of the committee. I don't think we'll go through in detail because that is standard in the report. The purpose of the report, members are not new to that. And then the method, the approach that we took was that we had a meeting on the 9th with the AG's office as well as the minister and the DGIC who briefed us on the annual report and performance for the first, as well as performance for the first quarter of this financial year, Chair. Chair, the limitations, the report is intended to cover an 18-month period, but we only concluded or considered the first the first quarter report of this financial year is that entities are still in the process of compiling the preliminary performance information for the second quarter of this financial year. So it's never part of the report. The outline of the content of the report, Chair, section 1 briefly provides an overview of the mandate of the committee and purpose of the report. Section 2 provides a summary of key financial and non-financial performances. The recommendation of the committee has captured in previous BR reports. Section 3 sets out the key policy focus areas for DGIC. This includes an overview of its strategic objectives and mandate. Section 4 provides an assessment of the DGIC's financial and non-financial performance against its budget allocation for April 2020 to 31st March 2021, as well as reported findings and numerous stories for the period ending 31st March 2021. Section 5 consists on the financial performance of DGIC for the period ending 30th of June 2021, and then Section 6 which outlines key issues raised by the committee during its deliberation for the department. Section 7, where this is section where we request the party to submit concluding remarks for consideration, which will be followed by a note of appreciation and any recommendations the committee wishes to make for the assembly's approval. Chair, we'll go through the key summary of the financial performance. We'll look at last year's 2020 BRRR report recommendation. We made such recommendations as we got. Now we're going to have a look at the overview of key relevant policy focus areas and strategic objectives. I don't think I'll go through that. But that is standard that we normally have, Chair. We also listed entities reporting to the department. Here we are having the overview of an assessment of financial and non-financial performance. The report indicates that DGIC has 38 performance targets, of which 36 was achieved, which is 94.7%. In this regard, the administration export development promotion output investment programs have not achieved one target each, and the table below provides a summary of that. So 38 of 36 targets were achieved by the DGIC, and the summary provides that. I'm going to go further down. Program 1 is the administration program is responsible. For providing strategic support and management of the department and its entities. It has had 8 targets, and this is one of the 7 targets were fully achieved. The target achieved relates to the implementation of phase 2 of the National Macro Organization of Government. These are derated from the fund milestone set out in the APP as the executive board decided to take a different approach to the project. Chair, we go further down. So highlight some achievements in Program 2, Trade Policy Negotiation Cooperation. The purpose of the program is to facilitate building an equitable global trading system by strengthening trade and investment relations of key markets. The sub-program are the International Trade Development and African Multilateral Economic Development. The program had 6 targets, and these targets were the type of purposes. These targets related to the type of apartheid free trade agreement, tariff and trade-related matters, and the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. The implementation of SADC, SADC EU Economic Partnership Agreement, implementation of the SADC Mozambique Economic Partnership Agreement with the United Kingdom, implementation of the African Growth Opportunity Act, and engagement with the World Trade Organization, G20, and the BRICS Forum. Can we go down? Program 3 relates to the spatial development, industrial development, economic transformation. The purpose of the report is to promote inclusive economic transformation and to industrialize the economy through developing and funding special economic zone and black industrial areas.
under this program has been key target set. The report has been produced in this regard, two reports on the issues, two reports on industrial parks, and two reports on the limitation of economic transformation. Program 4, Chair, has four targets and issues with three master plans for sugar, furniture, and steel and metal fabrication, four implementation reports on the master plan, four quarterly reports on measures to increase localization of personal protective equipment, and three international requests to prepare for light motor vehicles, poultry, and the cement industry. Program 5 is related to the consumer and corporate regulations. While we can just go down. The programs aim at developing and implementing coherent, predictable, and transparent regulatory solutions that will protect access, lead to risk, and efficient regulation for economic citizens. Under this program, there has been one target, namely four progress reports on the review of the Liquor Amendment Bill, Gambling Amendment Bill, and the Companies Amendment Bill. These four have been produced. Program 6 relates to industrial financing, which is responsible for improving the administration of department incentives, designing and implementing incentives and programs that support investment, competitiveness, employment creation, and equity. Broadening participation in industrial innovation incentives, and all incentives fall under sub-programs. Under this program, there have been three targets, and these have been achieved as follows. 17.9 billion has been leveraged against a target of 5 billion as a result of large investment under the business process services and the automotive investment scheme. An economic recovery program has been developed, which included the interest markup scheme and economic distress fund, and a report on developing integrated assessment systems between the CIT and the development funds institute. Overhead costs and improved effectiveness has been produced. Program 7 relates to the export development promotion and output investment. This program is aimed to promote South African export in high growth markets, identifying new markets for South Africa. South African's manufacturing products and enhancing ongoing promotion of exports. The sub-programs is state investment in South Africa, export promotion and marketing, trade investment service management unit, and the export development and support. Under this program, five targets have been set, four of which have been achieved. The target of supporting 25 companies under the EMIA program has not been achieved, as no companies were assisted because of the lockdown restrictions of physical exhibitions. And if we go down, a total of 491 companies have been assisted in the export development and support program, including women, youth, and people with disabilities, against a target of 100. 168 non-tariff barriers have been processed by the export barriers monitoring mechanism to facilitate exports to African countries. 7 new applications to support evidence-based export promotion activities have been developed or improved on the export data system platform against the target of these three applications, and 3 research reports have been produced. Program 8 is with regard to the Inuit investment attraction, facilitation in aftercare, and support. This program supports foreign direct investment flows and domestic investment, providing a one-stop shop for investment promotion, investor in facilitation, and aftercare support for investors. The sub-programs are investment promotion investment and interdepartmental clearinghouse, and investment support in aftercare. This program has 3 targets and all were achieved. Approximately 67.8 billion investment has been facilitated against a target of 40 billion. A total of 159 regulated matters has been unblocked for companies against targets of 24 matters. And 4 statistical reports on the registration of companies within one day have been produced. Program 9 relates to competition policy and economic planning, which focuses on developing and implementing policy interventions that promote competition. Key areas addressed under this program include market inquiries, mergers and acquisitions, and investigations regarding the prohibition of abuse of dominance on cases that are of public interest.
The program had three targets, of which four has been achieved and exceeded. The following reports have been produced in this regard. 8 reports on policy and strategic initiatives to support the ministry, 4 analysis reports on public matters, and 6 reports against the Department of Coal on coordinated actions in implementing competition policy recommendations and orders. Program 10, Economic Research and Coordination, which is the purpose is to develop and roll out legislative processes to facilitate an inclusive economy through interventions to increase competitiveness. The sub-program in this program are economic research and policy coordination, macroeconomic and microeconomic policy development and implementation, and growth of and peace level. The program had 2 targets, produced 6 reports related to the improvement of economic reconstruction and recovery programs, and 9 analytical reports to support the work of the DTIC and other programs. Chair, now we look at the financial performance of the GTIC. The financial target for 2020 for national has been 11 billion. However, the budget was adjusted downwards by 1.8 billion to 9.2 billion due to the fiscal constraints as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. These adjustments also affected transfers to some GTIC entities and we the details below. While these adjustments made, the GTIC final budget has been 9.2 billion, of which 9 billion, 97.5% has been spent during this financial year. The detailed expenditure program is outlined in Table 2. Members have seen that. Members can just. Main programs have had significant understanding with the industrial financing program with 91.2 million underspenders. The competition policy and economic program with 61.9 million and 22.6 million in the export development promotion and output program. However, in the case of the industrial finance program, there's only 1% of its budget which was permissible. Furthermore, the economic research and coordination program had an underspending of 35.1%. The competition planning policy and financial planning program has attributed its understanding to vacant positions and payment to the Tiexano Construction Fund, as some construction companies have been unable to make the annual financial contribution. The Export Development Promotion Output Division programs noted that its understanding related to vacant positions and outstanding foreign vouchers for official base abroad, as well as understanding on goods and services as trade, export missions, and pavilions, international events, and other events have been postponed or suspended due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Economic Research and Coordinated Program has indicated that its understanding has related to vacant positions and delays in completing research studies due to the nationwide lockdown. 4.2.1 gives the expenditure by economic classification. I think members have gone through that, Chair. I don't think I will go through each of these things because it's self-explanatory. Table 3 deals with each of the Table 3. You were too fast, Sir Marvin. Related to expenditure by economic classification, so we can go down. 4.2 refers to transfer to entities. The DTIC has 7 entities shown in the table. 4 of these entities are self-funded, and most entities rely heavily on the transfers from DTIC, in particular the ITAC, the NCC, and the MESA. You see, the companies are building the company's commission entity, Competition Tribunal and the NCR who transfer some of the DTIC ranges between 50 and 98% of its budget. Table 4 reflects that change. The audit outcomes, as part of this process, the AG annually conducts an audit assessment on the reporting of DTIC's financial statements and its non-financial performance. In terms of the non-financial performance, Program 6, Industrial Financing, have been assessed to determine whether the reported useful and reliable. The customer under this assessment has been that the DGAG did not identify any material findings on the usefulness and reliability of the selected program. In terms of the GTC's financial reporting, the AG noted that DGAC has obtained clean audit report. No irregular or fruitless and wasteful expenditure had been incurred during the period under review. With respect to human resources, the Department of Employment HR has at 31st March 2020 has been 1,228 against the approved structure of 1,349, total of 95 employees in employer of the DTIC, mainly through expiry of the contract or resignation. On 91 employees joined through either appointment or transfer to another part department during the financial year. This means currently 121 positions are vacant, translating to a vacancy rate of 9%. Most of these vacant posts are under the administration program, 43 posts, followed by the economic development promotion and outreach investment program. 28 of these vacancies were at senior level, 23.1% of all vacancies. Furthermore, 50 interns were put in during the financial year. The personnel costs amounted to 11.2% of the budget, and 37.2 million has been spent on professional and special service. An amount of 1.6 billion has been spent on training of staff. The race profile is captured in the document chair of my goal, and also it gives the table 5 reflects that chair, quite easy to go through. 34 disciplinary actions were taken during the 2021 financial year. The majority of cases have been simultaneous non-disclosure of financial interest, that is 9 cases, 14 cases of alleged fraud, and 3 cases of dereliction of duties or alleged fraud amongst others. The outcome of these actions had 6 verbal warnings, 6 written warnings, and 6 final written warnings. One employee has been dismissed, and another being suspended without pay. Furthermore, in the 12 cases, 8 cases have been withdrawn, and 4 dismissals have still pending. There have been 37 grievances lodged, on which 39 have been withdrawn. An overview, going 5 into the overview, and assessment of financial and non-financial performance of the P for the period 1 April to 30 June 2021. For the first quarter, the DGAC has a total of 30 targets. Of the 30 targets, 2 have not been achieved. This means 93% of the target has been achieved for the first quarter of this financial year. Program 1, administration, has 5 planned targets, of which 4 have been fully achieved. Unachieved target rated implementation of capacity building plan. Service of the standards to the DGIC substructure is fit for purpose, and there is a culture of change around upskilling and reskilling. At the end of the first quarter of this financial year, 23.8% of the plan is implemented against a target of 12%. Program 3, trade policy negotiation and cooperation. There has been 3 targets planned for the first quarter, which all has been achieved. These three were for reports to be reduced in relation to interceptions and other actions taken jointly with the African Revenue Service and the International Trade Administration of South Africa to reduce illegal imports. African Union members, customs agreements to operationalize or implement tariff preferences or tariff reductions, and progress in senior trade officials and ministerial meetings at the South African Customs Union on the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. Those reports will produce. Next program chair to the target to produce was met first quarter, deals with the spatial industrial development and economic transformation. There are 3 targets planned for the first quarter, which all has been achieved, and to achieve in relation to reports that will produce on closures on special economic zones, on the implementation of the revitalization of industrial parks, and on progress on industrial parks. Program 4, industrial competitiveness and growth. Program 4 has been had two targets set, all which has been achieved, and these targets led to the establishment of a task team with National Treasury and a system to monitor adherence to localization regulation, particularly existing designations agreed upon, and a report on the engagement with National Treasury on their roadmap to finalize the procurement bill and identify areas of support required from ETIC. Program 5, Consumer and Corporate Regulation, for the period under review, two targets of which all has been achieved, and these targets were to report being produced on the progress on development of the company's minimum bill and progress on the review of the liquor amendment bill. Program 6, Industrial Financing, has three fund targets for the period under review. The first quarter of this financial year, which all has been achieved, 7.2 billion in projected investment has been leveraged from approved project enterprises against a target of 1 billion, which a target has been well exceeded. Two incentive programs, namely the Automotive Investment Scheme and the Critical Infrastructure Program, has been set and amended to extract greater development impact. And a call for investment in local film into documentary production of South African stories has been published and adjudicated on. Program 7, Export Development and Promotion Investment. Under this program, there has been no target set for the first quarter of the 2021-22 financial year. Program 8, Inward Investment, Attraction, Facilitation, Aftercare. Program had six planned targets, of which all have been achieved. These were as follows: 17.6 billion worth of investment projects that were facilitated in the pipeline, in pipelines against a target of 5 billion. Eight investor issues have been unblocked or fast tracked against a target of 6 investor issues. One statistical report on company registration and one that has been produced. 13 intergovernmental and stakeholder meetings have been conducted to contribute to the overall ease of doing business in Africa, against a target of 5. In terms of development and maintenance of ease of doing business website, the project conceptualization, design, structure management has been completed, and the website has been launched on the 8th of July 2021. An implementation process report has been produced in relation to previous made by investors at previous annual investment conferences. Program 9, Competition Policies and Economic Planning. There has been three planned targets of which all has been achieved for the first quarter of this financial year. One set of action minutes on monitoring mergers for the first quarter. One report on the impact on the implementation of public interest conditions from mergers. Two reports on the implementation of changes to competition legislation and oversight activities against target of 1. Thank you, Don. Program 10, Economic Research and Coordination. In this program, there has been three planned targets, which one has not been achieved. Two targets achieved related to the drafting of two briefs. One was the research brief on selected administered and manufactured input prices, and the other was on the policy brief on the plastic products and manufacturing industry. That sheet on the realization on serving has been drafted. The target not met was the report analyzing the impact of the DEIC and entity programs on employment, economic growth, trade, and investment to be published. This report was expected to be completed in the second quarter of this financial year. Financial performance target, the budget for DTI for this financial year was 9.7 billion. Of the budget, approximately 3.4 billion has been set aside for expenditure in the first quarter. However, actually, expenditure of 14.4 lower than budgeted at 2.9 billion has been reported. The main contributor for the underspending was the industrial finance program. The administration program also had a significant underspending amounting to 54.4 million for the quarter. According to the DTIC, the underspending was a result of continued impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy. Several activities related to trade, export missions, pavilions continue to be affected. In addition, disbursements on incentives have been less than projected, while some companies have delayed investment of them that would have been earned in the incentive. The show for the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on the economy in the first quarter of the 2021-22 financial year. The table below details the expenditure by program. Expenditure by economic classification in terms of this, as alluded to, as insignificant underspending in transfers and subsidies, and the procurement of goods and services for 116.8 million and 75.9 million respectively. Financial force by economic classification is depicted in the table below. Chair, during the deliberation, a number of issues were raised by the members. The first issues were the status of the importation of the sugarcane, the African sugarcane value chain master plan. Chair, I won't go through the action, but just highlight the key matter that emphasized the discussion. 6.2. Related to the impact of rural and township and community development fund on rural communities. Community has a number of questions in that regard, but the mission minister responded to. 6.3 related to financial assistance for SEZ and industrial parks, and the committee has a number of concerns which was responded to by the minister and the GTIC. The impact of COVID-19 pandemic on the economy. There was different views expressed on this matter, which the minister responded to in that regard. The economic distress fund, there's a number of questions of clarity that were sought by the members, and the department and the minister responded to that. Rising unemployment, views was expressed on that matter, and clarity was sought on progress regarding that, and the minister responded to that as well. The major concern from all members was the price supply of electricity and its impact on the broader economy. The minister responded to that in this report, and we captured that response from the minister. Questions were raised around the role of municipalities in promoting economic development and the challenges municipalities face. Views were expressed in that regard, and the minister responded to that. Also, a number of questions were raised on the African Continental Free Trade Agreement, and views were expressed by members on that matter. The minister also then effectively responded to that question. Localization as a policy measure to involve industrial policy. Views were expressed on that matter, which the minister responded to in relation to those concerns raised by some members. The impact of overregulation and on investment and the economy, there were views expressed on that, and the minister responded to that. On economic transformation and the impact of black economic empowerment as policy, the minister also responded to that. Challenges facing the NRCS, committee noted some of the challenges, the auditing challenges, and the CFO responded to that concerns raised by the committee on the way forward, filling of vacancies. I think the minister committee was concerned about the high vacancy rate. I think the minister and his response explained the process underway to address that. Another question was asked in delaying submitting legislation. The minister indicated that in his budget speech he highlighted the one bill that was identified given the current constraints. And procurement on professional services, the members had some concerns regarding that, and the CFO responded to that question. Those were the issues raised by the committee broadly, Chair. We then requested the members to submit concluding remarks and recommendations for consideration. And I'm just checking my emails while I was talking if any other party has submitted anything yet to that effect. Chair, only the African National Congress has submitted concluding remarks and proposed recommendations for consideration. I will be guided by you if we find that and take members through that for engagement on the process, Chair. Thank you.
I think it will be in order that we actually take what we have received and then maybe take comments from all parties and then be able to agree on the way forward. If we actually agree, can we just go through the submission that we have received from parties?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. We will do that. I'll ask Margaret to flag the input of the ANC, and we'll take the members through that, and we will then ask members to comment. Chair, the first concluding remark for consideration by the committee is that the committee supports the measures implemented by the government to mitigate the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Notwithstanding views expressed that the response to the pandemic had a devastating impact on the economy as the restrictions were considered too stringent, it also welcomed the opportunity for innovation presented, such as the capability to produce personal protection equipment and vaccines locally for domestic consumption and export to countries in Africa and the world. Chair, there was further additions made that, and maybe I'll ask Ms. Madalani to come in here to motivate why we are proposing what we are proposing, Chair, if she may come to the fore, Chair, so it's only me speaking all the time.
Okay, Madalani.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. With the addition, I think we have written a motivation there in blue, saying that in the discussions with the minister emphasized that the discussions are happening already at the WTO level on the importance of vaccine equity as well as the importance of the waiver. If I remember correctly, also the president spoke at the WTO end of October on the importance of the waiver. So that's the motivation there. Then the next one is that in our discussion as the secretary, we believe that the second one speaking to education in terms of vaccine is under the mandate of the Department of Health, as written there in the document. So we suggested that those not be included. Thank you, Steve.
Okay. And continue.
Chair, I don't know if the members want to look at that first and have a discussion and discuss, or do we take members through the whole document, Chair?
It's easier to go through a whole presentation.
Okay,
then I'm back here.
No problem, Chair. Then we go to point two. The committee supports localization as a key pillar to the industrial policy, as there is a need for Africa to diversify its export basket from mainly filled with raw materials to more value-added goods. However, it agrees that the policy should be applied strategically to harness available export opportunities and to facilitate job creation and decent wages. The committee supports the continued efforts to transform the economy, notwithstanding the respect to the company that economic transformation process may be susceptible to corruption and has not been broad-based. It emphasized that the EU remains a critical policy instrument to enable structural change in ownership and management patterns in the economy and to realize a more equitable society. However, it is essential that institutions such as the BEE Commission are strengthened to monitor BEE transactions and sanction unethical behavior in this regard. The committee welcomes to focus on rural economic development and to strengthen its mechanism to support local and provincial governments, especially in provinces as part of the district development model, revitalization of industrial parks, and development of special economic zones. The Commission welcomed the progress made with regard to the implementation of the African Sugarcane Value Chain Master Plan. Furthermore, the Committee welcomed the publication of amendments to regulations governing the sugar industry to promote economic transformation within the sugar industry, as well as the inclusion of small cane growers into the wider sugarcane value chain to ensure their sustainability. The Committee's the collaboration with the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy on developing policies around biofuels, which will contribute to the development of an alternative value chain for sugar industry. Apart from ensuring the sustainability of the industry in the long run, it would also support South Africa's commitment towards climate change. Okay. The committee acknowledged that unemployment remains a big challenge. However, it noted the measures being implemented by the GTRC to grow the industrial economy should contribute towards job creation. The committee encouraged the GTRC to consider offering more support to small and medium enterprises, especially those owned by women and youth, as it would play a major role in job creation. Chair, we looked at the additional change proposed, and the motivation that we discussed was that DGI does not strictly focus on SME as the Department of Small Business Development. However, some of its programs do support SMEs, albeit with the transformation agenda. So those are matters that the committee needs to look at. Point 9, the committee raised concerns regarding the impact of the unstable electricity supply as the major constraint for sustained economic growth. Failure to address this could lead to disinvestment, slow economic growth, and inability to address the country's unemployment challenges. However, the committee welcomed the initiative of some industry players to develop alternative energy sources and manufacture greener products such as hybrid vehicles, but only would contribute to greener energy, fit and support economic growth, but it would contribute to the protection of the African export market. We just paraphrase the chair to encourage the DGRC to consider the relevant specific incentive to fund projects supporting the green economy. 10. The committee welcomed the progress made with regard to the finalization of the rules of forest supervision, as this is pivotal to the implementation of the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. It encouraged the speedy conclusion of these negotiations to enable member countries to start benefiting from trade within the larger market. And the committee noted with concern the ongoing qualified audit outcomes of the NRCS. It implored the GTRC to assist the NRCS to resolve the matter by monitoring and supporting the NRC's implementation of the new financial system, which is intended to address the reporting levy revenue. We go down to propose the recommendation. Chair, we have the view that the first recommendation is more conclusion, and we paraphrase it like this. The committee supported the GTRC and its development institutions refocus on and integrate the work on the district development model through the collaboration with provincial and local government and direction of more resources towards rural communities for their upliftment and empowerment. Should we go further down, Chair? There's another recommendation, which is paraphrased as follows. Informed by deliberation, the committee recommends that the House request that the Minister of Trade should consider reviewing the BBBEE Act with the intention of establishing a BEE tribunal with powers to rule on and sanction prohibited conduct under legislation. That is the end of that. It's the committee now to deliberate and conclude on the matter. Thank you.
I'm sure obviously we would then be able to start from the last bit where there are comments, contributions, suggestions and amendments, if ever there are any, from the report of the committee secretaries. Maybe we can actually just start from that point of those key points here.
Chair, we have Mr. D.
opening rate is hand chair, and the reason go right on top longer than it maybe it stops on the top down.
Yeah. Yes. From the concluding remarks?
Yeah.
Okay. But, Honorable Ring?
Thank you, Chair. And my apologies for not submitting our the ACDP's comments as requested. But Chair, on the first point, I'm not sure if I heard that the writing that is in the red and in blue would be removed. So before I make a comment, can I clarify that that is not going to be in the concluding comments?
Here, if I may respond, that is what Secretary is proposing that happens here.
If that's the case, then because I wasn't sure, then I think that with item one, then we are I'm fine, Chair. Item one. The next would be on the triple BEE recommendations. So just want to comment on that. The position, and I've made this clear, I think, in the committee. The ACDP would have some difficulty with the triple BEE inputs, and predominantly because the ACDP is the feeling of the ACDP. We understand the need for equity. We understand the need to transform our communities. But we do believe that after 27 years, in fact, we have come to the conclusion of after 15 or 20 years, that the process of equity, where our children in particular, most of our children would have had the opportunity of equal education, have the equal opportunities, and understand that there are some disparities. So we're not blind to the fact that there are some disparities and with regards to inequality in South Africa. But I think broadly, the challenge is that this becomes more of a race-based policy. And the position of the ACDP is that we need to move away from race-based policies. You know, very many speak about South Africa as a rainbow nation, where all nations, South Africa belongs to all who live in it. And I think that when we begin to move away from race-based policies and race-based legislation, only then will South Africans of all races and colors begin to feel inclusive. So I think that that is one of the challenges that we as the ACDP would actually have with the triple BEE legislation. But the legislation is there, and if there are going to be other additions to the legislation to prohibit whatever is irregular, I suppose that is what has to be done. But I just wanted to put forward the ACDP's policy position with regards to triple BEE. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Mr. Carter and Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honorable Carter.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. My apologies for being late for the meeting. I'm actually a similar concern to Honorable Singh as well. As the DA, we believe in an alternative to the BEP, and that is based on socioeconomic circumstance and need, and therefore we also cannot agree with this particular conclusion, and we believe that the current system has only enriched people who are politically connected and those who are able to make use of the various funding channels that are being provided by government, but the ordinary person on the street has not benefited from this legislation, and I can say that without fear of contradiction, by virtue of the fact that I've seen, particularly in my constituency, people who are suffering from an unemployment rate that is in excess of the national average of 40%, and they have no opportunity to take advantage of this legislation and to be able to improve their lives. And this is obviously because the funding channel is closed off to, the broader public. And I believe that we need to
value on what we've actually got submitted. Are there any further comments?
Mr. Mulder, Chair.
Honourable, yes. Honourable Mulder.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, colleagues. I need not repeat everything that the ACDP and the GIS have said. I just want to state that the Freedom Front Plus is in support of the statements made by the ACDP and the DA. BBBE has failed. It's not serving its purpose, and we should look at another alternative. And as it's been said, I don't need to repeat that the Freedom Front Plus point of view is clear on this matter. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mboyani, Chair?
Honourable Mboyani.
Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity. I think we have been given some ample time as parties to come up with the recommendation and consensus. And now I'm not surprised, Chairperson, that other parties could not forward anything, but they oppose what is there because they're opposition parties. But let me just put it very clear, Chairperson, that people be in the policy of government. And one way or the other, hence the recommendation that we must review so that it enacts and they give the BBBE some seats to can buy, Chairperson. That is not an issue for discussion. Chairperson, my issue was on the issue of the industrial financing. That I think we must look at, I think it's point 8 or so, that we must be able to check it as to how can we be able to strengthen it, because if they understand in the process why companies and outside there, NEF and IDC, could not be able to assist people on the ground, more especially youth and women, to us it's a serious problem. Hence the recommendation that the process of job creation can be able to assist more if it is strengthened on local government and also at the provincial level. That will be my submission. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thanks, Secretary. Are there any further comments? And maybe we can actually then, Secretary, on the basis of submission, because what we have before us was predominantly or the submission of the African National Congress. So what I was actually thinking, we can actually look at those conclusion recommendation as an area of decision, and then be able to see if ever there are areas of agreement or if ever there are areas where we actually want to amend, and then we actually can get to a conclusion of finalizing all the issues. There are no further comments or contributions from parties, from what I understand. And what we have before us, maybe we can actually move point by point, Secretary, just to have a sense if ever there's any consensus of what we have and be able to actually see if ever there's can be amendment. Which is agreed to as added. So I was actually thinking maybe concluding the mark might be a starting point. And let's see if ever there's any consensus and agreement of parties. Yes.
That's correct, Chair. So if we look at point one, we have made some suggestions, so we'd like to have the view of the we're proposing that the colored part of that number one not be included, so the ANC has moved the chair, so we need to have a view from the ANC as well, if they want that decision to be part, or what's the decision of the ANC on that, because as part of number one, they further made the proposed change, which we expressed a particular view on as Secretariat Chair. So after proceed, we need to have an idea if the ANC can support of our proposal or not, Chair, and then we can have a discussion on point one, Chair.
Have obviously, I think we're saying the red one move, the blue one remains. Is that the understanding?
No, Chair. What we're saying is we're explaining why the red or red in, must be moved in blue. So we give a motivation to the red in blue why it should be removed, Chair.
Oh, I see. So what you have is the black and the
very much, Chairperson. I'm just going through this particular concluding remark. And I think that if we have a look at the supply that we have in South Africa of vaccines, which was obviously very slow at the beginning, and, you know, that was due to a lack of procurement on government's part. However, we do have, you know, a significant amount of vaccines now. However, we do have hesitancy at this moment in time, and obviously people have the right to choose whether or not they want to be vaccinated. But I do think that we maybe have to include something related to vaccine hesitancy and, you know, respecting the right that people, you know, do have concerns. But on the other hand, you know, in explaining that it is for the greater public good that we are able to get as many people vaccinated as possible, because that will allow us to reach, you know, population immunity and, you know, allow us to actually get on with our lives sooner rather than later.
Okay. So in the moving and seconding, so I think the African Institute of Congress, you think that the blue goes with the recommendation, and I think Honorable Singh and Murda suggestion is that no, looking at a different suggestion. Unless there are further comments on this specific conclusion, which is
there are the proposal that we retain. The question is whether there should be an addition to that, and one expressed by Mr. Mulder and Mr. Ting, and then also a further addition to by Mr. Cuthbert, if the committee considers maybe to include the matter raised by Mr. Mulder and Mr. Ting to speak about the importance of what Mr. Cuthbert said as a compromise to this. But it's before the committee for its discussion and consideration. But maybe if Mark can put something in there for members to look at, then we will be able to better see if we can find consensus on the matter that all parties should be happy or Mrs. Herman's chair and Mr. Cuthbert. And
Honourable Herman, because it's on the edition that you wanted to take her comments. Herman?
Yes, I agree with the proposed reworked wording that's on the screen.
And then let's get Cuthbert, Honourable Cuthbert, on the additional issue that's being raised.
Mr. Cuthbert, yeah, he just wants to go further than that, I think, Mr. Cuthbert.
No, that's actually to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to compromise on that front as long as we capture, you know, all of the views here. Yeah, I don't think that any of the points are mutually exclusive.
Okay.
So that's important.
Okay. So then, Honourable Singh, just for
Chair, nothing. I'm happy with the inclusion, Chair, because this is what the AC. This is our position. So I'll be happy with that with those inclusions. Thank you.
Okay. Honourable members, then let's take the second point. I'm sure this one is agreed to with the amendment that we have just agreed to. Let's go to the next point. On number two, there wasn't specific issue we needed to look at. Assumption is that parties are comfortable with number two.
I don't know if the hands on you hands are over, Mr. Mulder and Mr. Ting.
Jesus, my apologies, she has an old hand.
Okay. And then on the
old hand.
Oh, okay. So I think for the item two is agreed to, unless there are any further comments, let's take the third point.
Your hand and Mr. Custer.
Okay. Who is our first one?
Mr.
Mulder.
Apologies, Chair. Because of the script on the screen, I cannot see my reactions I'll try to lower my hand. Apologize for that.
Okay. No, you haven't been raised your hand. That's fine, Honorable Mulder. As the next one, address Honorable Trim or
Honorable Campbell. Mr. Campbell, Honorable Trim.
So there's no one who's raising a point, a hand at number three.
Chair number three is Mr. I would assume Mr. Cuthbert and Mr. Trim, Chair.
Oh, okay. Honorable Cuthbert. Chair, I want to speak to point two, if that's possible.
Okay.
Let's go back to two, then, and Cuthbert. Chair, I can't agree with that particular point. Localization policy is import substitution and has, dire economic consequences for countries that have pursued this particular policy line. And whilst it may have short-term benefits, in the long run, it ends up making local firms less competitive. It ends up dropping the quality of goods and increasing the price of goods. So I can't support number two, Chairperson. It just does not, fit in line with the DA's stance on this particular policy. If there was, a suggestion to say that, we promote organic, development of localization, then that's fine and well. But I can't believe, support a state-based localization policy where tariffs are levied on certain items to protect them from competition. That's diametrical to what I believe. Okay. Are there any further comments? Your point noted as number two, Cuthbert.
Mr. Trim, Chair.
Honorable Trim.
No, Chair, mine was 4.3, so the ACDC is not opposed to the recommendation in point two.
Okay. Let us then check if there are any further points on two. Can we note the...
Sorry, Chair. My apologies, Chair. My apologies. Please, your indulgence.
Okay.
One of the key aspects that the ACDP has always argued for is the aspect of beneficiation. And both localization and beneficiation almost have been used interchangeably. So I don't know if we could actually include support, localization and beneficiation in there as well as key pillars of the industrial policy here.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Let's actually then hear from Patsy Tikara that well received or accepted, or if so, can we then... Honorable Hammer?
Yes, you can live with that one, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. Let's actually then go back to Patsy. There was a very difficult Honorable Cuthbert, as he raised the point. Are there any further comments on number two as a comment and response from Honorable Cuthbert? If not, can we actually then get the committee to indicate the view and decision around that point? Honorable Cuthbert? So can you check anyone with any comment on two? There are no further comments?
No further comments, two, Chair.
Yeah, so which means then it's an honorable cutback to the point where we will note, because I haven't actually got anyone who agrees with you. Can we actually note the DA's contribution on that one?
It will be 2 minutes, Chair.
Through honorable cutback. Let's take the first point. If you can write comments on the first point. I think earlier we did actually hear a comment from, is it Mr. Spring? Honorable Spring?
Correct. Well, I think that the ACDP's position has not changed. I think that in terms of BBBEE, we would not be able to support the point as it stands, point three.
Okay. Let us check if there are any further comments on three. If not, is there any support or secondment of the ACDP to be noted? We note ACDP comments.
Chair, we have Mr. Mulder and Mr. Cuthbert, Chair.
Honorable Mota and Casper.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want, wish to second the support of the point of view of the ACDP regarding the triple B number 3 point on the table. Thank you.
Okay, then let's move on to Casper. Honorable Casper.
Thank you, Chairperson. Similar concern to the ICDP and the Freedom Front, and I think we raised all of the principal issues in the previous point.
Yeah,
so our objections will be raised.
Thank you very much. Can we actually note that
in the minute, Chair?
Yes, Secretary. Thank you very much. Can we move on to item 4? If ever there any comments, any contribution from parties, number 4. In the absence, can we actually then agree that we proceed with item
4?
Oh, okay. Honorable Carter.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Chair, I have no problem with rural development, and I think it's important because the number of our secondary towns and small donkeys have been affected, over the last period of time. And I think it's important that we focus on developing those towns. However, I don't believe that the district development model is necessarily a panacea to that deal. And the reason is because it tries to centralize more power within the state and onto national government, as opposed to devolving power to local authority. And as you would know, it's a key policy of the DA subsidiarity. And I don't believe that this particular recommendation falls in line with that, so we would have to object to this particular concluding.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Carter. Let's take the other party. What is the Honourable thing?
Honourable Yaku, followed by Mr. Mulder and Mr. Finch.
Okay, Honourable Yaku.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I don't also have a problem with this line. I do, however, feel that it's very vague and almost very political in its how it's written. It's not really specific. I don't feel I get anything from it. That's all I have to say. I don't know how to beef it up in terms of how specific is it in terms of rural economic development. I'm not getting it. But I do support a focus on rural economic development because it's way overdue.
Okay. All right. Let's actually know to that. Let's take the next comment.
Honorable Chair, followed by Mr.
Singh. Honorable Moore.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. When this issue going forward has been discussed in the portfolio committee previously with Honorable Mr. Patel, the Freedom Front Plus voices concern about the district development model. Therefore, the Freedom Front Plus will also support the concern of the Democratic Alliance. But I would go further to say that seeing the current state, the detrimental state of local government and district municipalities in South Africa, this point number 4 is virtually impossible to carry out in the whole economic development or redevelopment program. It's actually been deadborn because of the fact that local government has failed. So we will not be in support of point number 4. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. And then
Chair, I think that the ACDP has similar policies, the policies in terms of a federal disposition, as well as the principle of subsidiarity. So I think in the light of that, although the ACDP may not necessarily have discussed in detail the district development model, but I think that in line with our core principles of federalism and subsidiarity, I think that the ACDP would also not be in support of including the part of the district development model. If that is excluded, then we would support point 4. Otherwise, we would also raise our objection, Chair.
Okay. Can we just check, and then is there any further party on this point?
And then can you note those who
note
have changed?
No further comments on point chair. We'll note the matters raised by the pocket chair on the point.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Can we then actually make those at the record? And naturally then can pick up the next item, is it number 5, which is the
that's
next one?
Chair. That's correct, chair.
Yeah. Okay. At number 5, can we take parties? I'm sure there should be feedback. If ever they are none, can I be able to note that in the implementation of the sugar cane?
No hands, Chair. Under the
no problems from the ACGP. Sorry, I haven't taken down my hand.
Okay. Okay, is that agreed to? Because there's no objection. Can we proceed to the next item? 6. No comments?
At the moment, Chair?
Yeah. Obviously, we'll take it
as... Yaku,
okay. Honorable Yaku?
I'm Chair, can we not add the part, because I think we've spoken a lot about having, promoting black-owned milling company, or milling, millers, in the sugar space.
Honourable members, I think in the comments is that if you want to make a suggestion to amend or adjust, it will be most welcome. But in terms of the expression we have now, if ever there are no actually suggestion of amending, we will proceed with it as we have it. We will improve it over time.
What I'm saying is, I see that we say as well as institution of small scale cane growers as well as millers.
Oh, okay. So what's your suggestion, Honourable Member?
I'm suggesting that we also add millers in the narrative of what we're trying to grow, because we don't have black owned milling company in South Africa as yet. So if we can also just say that that is also what we're looking at as a committee, because we have spoken about it quite a bit.
Okay. Let's hear if members are comfortable with that.
Mr. Mbuyani, Chair?
Honorable Mbuyani?
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think it's suffice to say the program in terms of the diversification can be always assist in the inclusion of other small state farmers and also beneficiaries and a beneficiary. Chairperson, I don't know the current understanding that we diversify, but we must also include that one in the value chain, because diversification means even if currently you're operating a sugar cane farm, you can tomorrow be having something on the very same farm. So the point that I'm raising is diversification and beneficiation. Thanks.
Let me just take on Honorable Iyako. There is actually an attempt of that inclusion with a comment from Mbuyane. Let's see if ever that's appropriate in some way for us to consider.
Mrs. Hammond, Mr. Hammond, Chair?
Okay, let's get Honorable Hammond, and then we'll come back to Yaku and Mbuyane.
Yes, I think that Honorable Yaku's input has been captured with a rate that has been tapped into the document, the development of black-owned millers. I think Honorable Mbuyane's point is a different one, because it speaks about diversification. That means using sugar cane for energy generation, etc.
2.7 addressed that.
Sorry.
My apologies. 2.7 would address that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So
So I did suggest that I go back in the way. So Honorable Yakub, in the addition, can I get your comment? And then let's go back again to Mbuyane. If you think that suffices, Yakub?
Do you have to say with the inclusion of the black-owned millers? And I hear what I'm going to say is exactly this, what I was going to say, but it's a different point. And then when we get to point 7, maybe we'll discuss it.
And then let's actually get to Mbuyane. With the amendment.
I think if it's covered in 7, it would suffice for me. But it should be reflecting on the sugarcane process then.
And one was actually trying to check on the additional with the rate, if ever that should actually be added to actually respond to that issue, but if ever it should actually stay out and be considered as 7, maybe we can actually discuss it on that. Let's actually say on 6, do we add this in rate or do we actually move to 7?
My apologies, Chair. I think there was, as my group, there seems to be consensus that to add the rate part, Chair, and the matter raised by Mr. Mbuyane is going to be dealt with in 7. I do not know, Mr. Cuthbert raised his hand, I do not know if he has any comments on the addition to 6, Chair.
Honorable Cuthbert.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. Chair, I would not support the inclusion in that particular point.
Okay. All right. Let's say that we note that, Honorable Cuthbert. And then the addition is noted, Honorable Mulder. Can I take your comment?
Honorable Chair, thank you. The Freedom Front Plus also wish to be opposed to the inclusion of the portioning rate. We believe that everything that is rate specific should be excluded. Thank you.
Okay. Can I then say in terms of parties, the inclusion in rate, we actually know those who actually are not comfortable with that. And we will then move to item 7 for the next issue. But for now, that Honorable Mulder did actually indicate his objection. And I think with other party parties as well, didn't have actually any problem with the rate. Let's actually then move to 7. Okay. Item number 7. Secretary?
Item number 7 deals with the collaboration with the Department of Mineral Resources on development policy around biofuels, which will contribute to development of an alternative value chain for the sugar industry. Apart from ensuring sustainability of the industry in the long run, it will also support Africa's commitment towards climate change and, in our view, address the diversification matter raised by the team behind the
chair.
Representatives, I think it's partially covered, but I would like to have the word diversification and beneficiation be part of the sentence. Thank you.
Okay, can I get further comments if ever there are any parties? In the absence, then can I take one more example, Chair? Okay, wonderful. Okay, are there any further comments? If not, can we then agree on the addition by Honorable Mbuyane?
Chair? May I propose that give us time to look at the addition of the two words, and when we come back on Friday, we will be able to have those two words in. Is that an agreement with the
okay. So we'll say for item 7, isn't it?
Yeah. So we'll add we'll look at the addition of those two words so that it flows correctly, Chair. And then when we because we're not adopting the report as now, we'll probably adopt it on Friday.
locally Lord Klani will have some wording to reflect Mr. Mbiani's position, Chair, if that's in line with the committee.
Work in progress on 7, and Secretariat to actually support the flow of the specific issue. Can I ask item 8, if you can move to item 8? Parties?
Chair, we just, with regard to the item 8, we just paraphrase the red, which is in the blue on top, and we motivated why we took out micro-enterprises, because it falls under another department's mandate. That's basically it, Chair. So we do capture the red, but we capture it in blue, and the ANC just needs to indicate if they're in support of what we are proposing, Chair, and then the committee can look at the whole number 8 in totality, Chair.
Okay.
Raise the hand, Chair.
Honourable Hammond.
Thank you, Chair. We support the way it's been captured.
Okay, the amendment supported. Let's actually hear from other parties with the adjustment as well. If ever there are further comments on number 89.
No objection from the ACDP, Chair.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Then can we proceed to the next one, number 9? Let's have a look at number 9. Is there any comments on number 9? Yes.
The same matter, the third the proposal by the ANC, which is paraphrased, and if the ANC is in order with the way we capture it, then the committee can look at 9 each in its totality.
Idea is to actually have it looked at confirmation by parties to agree and proceed.
So there is I'm requesting whether the ANC is okay with the way we captured the red that was proposed as an addition. And then if the ANC is okay with that addition, then we can look at the 9 any totality before the committee, Chair.
Okay. Let's actually look at the ANC feedback.
Would you comment
on that approach?
And Mr. Mbiani, Mr. Ramesh and Mbiani?
Yeah, Honorable Hammond.
Yes, Chair, I'm satisfied with the way it's been captured.
Thank you very much. Can we then enter the day 49? Is that read through? That adjustment?
Mr. Mbiani, Chair?
Honorable Mbiani?
Yeah, no. I think I'm covered. I just wanted to check whether there's youth and women there that we have raised as part of the economic development.
Okay. So in terms of the item as captured, there's no problem. The ANC is fine with that. Mbiani, are you confirming that?
Yes, thank you very much. We're fine.
Okay. Or I can move to the next item, number 10. Secretariat, there's no one raising hand. Number 10?
Not at the moment, Chair.
Okay. So when there's no one raising hands, which means we proceed, as we have the item before us, item 10, can we then move to item 11? Parties? If ever there are no comments, it's agreed to.
Chair, we go hands, if we go down to the recommendations, Chair.
Okay. Let's move on to
the... Yaku raised the hand, Chair. I don't know if you can...
Oh, Honorable Yaku?
I'm so sorry, Chair. I meant to add on to number 11. Did you not add anything about SABSA?
11, you say?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear Pachi.
Are we happy as a committee about the progress of SABS? We don't need any intervention there?
Chair, if I may, Chair, the matter with regard to 11 was raised as a specific matter to the NRCS. I know what Ms. Jock is referring to, but no matter during the discussions raised on the SABS, so there's no substance in the body of the report has any reference to the SAS issue. So that was purely an auditing matter regarding the NRCS that was raised during the deliberations on the 9th Chair.
Okay. Honorable Yaku, I'm sure it does clarify the link to the NRCS and the exclusion, you know, in quotes of the SABS. So I think it was actually not referred to. Let's just check then, Honorable Yaku, I'm sure you're comfortable with that.
I'm not clear, but I'm going to I understand Andre's explanation of that line, then I will leave it as it is.
Okay. All right. So because it's not actually rejecting your suggestion, it's not actually covered in terms of scope of issues we're looking at.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's actually then move on to recommendations, Honourable Member.
Chair, if I may, Chair, the ANC made a proposal that this should be recommending. Chair, we were of the view that it is more a concluding remark, so we need to get the position of the African National Congress on this matter and our interpretation of this, if they are in order that it moves to a concluding remark, Chair.
Okay. Let's actually hear Party African National Congress.
Mrs. Hammond, Chair?
Honorable Hammond.
Chair, yes, we are satisfied with the way it's captured. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chair. I'm sure we then have...
Mr. Hammond, Mbuyane, Chair, I don't know if anyone will have any additions, Chair.
Honorable Mbuyane.
I second the proposal made by the whip. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Hammond is supported by Honorable Mbuyane. Can we then proceed further, Secretary? I'm not sure.
Chair, we have we have the proposal as the recommendation, Chair, and we paraphrase it, Chair. If the African National Congress is okay with the way we capture it in terms of the way the top line links to the revised and paraphrased position of the ANC's book. Is it okay with that, Chair? Mr. Simmons, Chair?
Honorable Hammond.
Yes, thank you, Chair. The way it's captured is satisfactory. Thank you.
Okay. It's agreed to. Are there any further comments? The proposal is agreed to. Maybe we can actually continue then, Secretariat, unless there's any other comments on this specific issue. There was actually an earlier discussion as well. And in terms of what we have, the African National Congress is in agreement. Secretariat?
The committee went through the report now and through consideration of concluding remarks. We will capture the concerns raised by each party on matters relating to the BEE and with respect to the district development model. But then we will make the necessary adjustments, and we'll also look at the inclusion of the two words that Mr. Mbuyane proposed regarding the sugar, relating to the sugar industry, the diversification. And then we will clean the document, Chair, and we will forward the document to members in order for them to take it to the respective offices, and then the committee can formally consider the report on Friday, Chair, if that's in order. So we've concluded our matters looking at the report and the concluding remarks, and many members have commented on it. We will fix it, forward it to members. Members will have an opportunity to take it to the respective party caucuses, and then as a committee, we will then formally consider the report for adoption on Friday, Chair.
Honourable members, I'm sure that was proposed for the committee to actually guide in terms of how we are going to be managing the PVRRR that's next, the coming Friday will be actually the day of the updated information before us. So I think maybe we actually can conclude saying that we'll let's actually finalize the process on Friday. Parties?
Agreed.
Honourable member?
Agreed. Agreed, Chair.
Okay. Now, thank you very much, Honourable members. I'm sure that that brings us to the end of our meeting. Our meeting is adjourned.
Before we adjourn, if I may, Chair?
Or the next meeting at the current year.
Chair, with regard to next Friday's meeting, we will have two items on the agenda. At yesterday's meeting, members asked that we forward the presentations and the list that of matters that may be referred to the House for consideration. So the intention is to look at that list of the list of issues that may be referred to the House for consideration, and if the committee then the intention is for the committee to adopt the report in that regard. So members, I forwarded all those documents to members, so members are in receipt. If any member don't have the document, they just need to indicate so that we can ensure members have copies of the presentation and the document timeline, as well as the list prepared by Advocate Pandemarva on matters relating to the that must be referred to the House and matters that may require further may be required to be advertised for further public comment, Chair, as a result of the submissions that we received. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So Secretariat, executive summary is that our next meeting is Friday. That's correct, Chair. Yeah, and in terms of way forward and detail of what we're looking at, I think it's more of the program relating to the process that we're engaged in now with the recommendations. And we will actually then be able to get the committee to actually then give us direction on the rest of the other matters beyond that.
Correct, Mr. Bill, sir.
Okay. Now, thank you very much, Honourable Members. Our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Lowly.